You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Congress on Sunday hit back at Prime Minister Narendra Modi over his redistribution of wealth remarks targeting the party, saying after facing disappointment in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls, the PM has now resorted to lies and hate speech to divert people from the real issues. The opposition party's attack came after Prime Minister Modi suggested that if the Congress came to power, it would redistribute the wealth of people to Muslims and cited former PM Manmohan Singh's remark that the minority community had the first claim on the country's resources. Addressing a rally in Rajasthan's Banswara, Modi alleged the Congress plans to give people's hard-earned money and valuables to infiltrators and those who have more children. Hitting back at the PM, Congress President Mallikarjun Khadge said that in the history of India, no Prime Minister has lowered the dignity of his post as much as Modi. Repolling will be held today in 11 booths in the Aina Manipur parliamentary constituency after incidents of violence were reported at some of the polling booths in conflict-torn Manipur where some miscreants opened fire and even destroyed EVMs. Security has been tightened to check incidents of violence that were reported on 19 April. After the conclusion of the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections, the Manipur Chief Electoral Officer announced that repolling would be conducted at the 11 polling booths of the inner Manipur Lok Sabha seat. Voting will be held again at these stations on 22 April, according to Manipur Chief Electoral Officer. This decision was made following a directive from the Election Commission, which declared the initial polls held on 19 April as void. Manipur saw a voter turnout of 69.18% till 7 p.m. on Friday. Niranjan Hiremath, the father of the murdered girl in Hubballi, demanded a CBI investigation alleging that the police are trying to divert the case. Hiremath, Congress councillor of Hubballi Dharwad Municipal Corporation, also demanded the transfer of the police commissioner in charge of the case for alleged negligence. "I have given the names of 8 people openly. They have not even caught one person. I am losing faith now. They are trying to divert my case. Give it to CBI if you cannot do it. The commissioner in this case is a lady, even then she is not taking a girl's murder seriously. She is working under some pressure. I demand the commissioner should be transferred for negligence in the case. I demand that the case should be given to CBI," Hiremath told Annie on Sunday. The murder of Karnataka college student Neha Hiremath by her former classmate Fayaz has triggered a political row, with BJP terming it a case of love jihad, while the Congress party has denied the allegation. Demands for capital punishment for Fayaz, the accused, have led to protests across the state. Kolkata Knight Riders survived a late charge by Royal Challengers Bengaluru batsmen to win by one run in an IPL thriller after Virat Kohli's angry outburst at his dismissal on Sunday. Bengaluru conceded 222 for 6 after electing to field first at Kolkata's Eden Gardens with Phil Salt smashing 48 off 14 balls and skipper Shreyas Iyer hitting 50. Needing 21 to win in the final over bowled by Mitchell Starc, Bengaluru's number 10 Karan Sharma hit the Australian left arm quick for 3 sixes before being caught and bowled. Wicketkeeper Salt then ran out Lockie Ferguson on the last ball despite a wide throw by the fielder as Bengaluru were bowled out for 221. Bengaluru slipped early in their chase when Kohli, who made a 7 ball 18, fell caught and bowled off Harshit Rana. But the former India captain looked confident the high full toss was above his waist as the umpires checked for a no ball. TV umpire Michael Gow declared it out after technology suggested the trajectory of the ball dipped below the waist of the batsman, who returned furious after exchanging words with the on-field officials. more than a dozen people suffered mostly minor injuries when a tram used for tours crashed into a railing at Universal Studios Hollywood near Los Angeles, authorities and the company said. Los Angeles County Fire Department units responded shortly after 9 p.m. Saturday to the theme park in Universal City, about 16 kilometers northwest of downtown La, the agency said in a social media post. The California Highway Patrol said that while the tram was negotiating a turn, its last car collided with a metal guardrail, causing it to tilt and eject multiple passengers. The fire department said 15 people were taken to hospitals with minor injuries. The Highway Patrol's statement on Sunday said some of the injuries were moderate, but didn't specify a number. Universal Studios Hollywood said in a statement Sunday afternoon that tours have resumed with a modified route.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.